Australia's won a bronze. It's not the Olympics. We have been ranked third in the world when it comes to healthcare. We're behind the Netherlands and the Norway, a recent study has found. And this morning, we're going to learn about why our healthcare system is so good, but also maybe how can we get it better? This morning, we're joined by Associate Professor Rhys Hinchcliffe from Queensland University of Technology's Faculty of Health. Rhys, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Now, why is it so important to have a good healthcare system?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of factors that influence the health of individuals and the entire population. Some of those factors, of course, exist outside of the health system, like having good education and transport, etc. But obviously, having a really strong, effective, safe, efficient health system is really important to keep us all healthy, happy and well looking forward.
Yeah, and what are we getting right when it comes to our healthcare?
Well, as you mentioned, the bronze medal. I mean, we should be very proud of that, because Australia is actually seen as one of the has one of the best health systems in the world. So that ranking of third is from a recent report by the Commonwealth Fund. But in all types of sort of ranking exercises, Australia is always sort of towards the top. In a nutshell, we have really good health workforce to population ratios. So while there's still work to do, we do have a lot of doctors, nurses and allied health professionals. We spend a reasonable amount on healthcare, so about 9 or 10% of our gross domestic product, which is really good by an international standard. We have really good avoidable death rates. So that means, you know, deaths that were potentially preventable through better healthcare. Which is fantastic. And one of the key issues as well, we have good screening rates and immunization rates. Let's not mention COVID.
I was just about to say, maybe that we're going to score not as well on that coming up.
Time will tell, especially not in the Northern Rivers of New South Wales, where I'm from.
Okay, so we catch things before, with our screening, we catch things before they become a really big problem, and we're able to treat our citizens well. What could we improve on? If there was any one or two things that we could improve on, what would it be?
Oh, I've got to be careful here. You know, I've got to get grants from the people who run the health system. So, you know, I'll be a bit judicious about this one.
Who's your biggest grant provider? Let's not mention them.
No, definitely not. Yeah, blame everyone else.
Okay, maybe let me reframe that. What are the Netherlands and Norway doing better than we are?
Oh, that's very clever framing, but it's all right. I'm happy to answer the first question and then go to that. It's all publicly available. So look, we've got some issues with emergency department and elective surgery waiting times. So what that means is that, you know, we rank a bit lower than some countries in terms of the timeliness of care. So people are waiting a little bit too long than we'd like to be able to, you know, receive acute and sort of elective surgery as well. Probably something that a lot of other countries, including those who ranked higher than us in the recent report, what they sort of do a bit better is coordinate care between the different types of services in the system.
Oh,
so in particular, primary care and sort of specialist care, hospital care, so that individuals, so patients can actually move a little bit more freely throughout the system to facilitate their care. And just finally, I wouldn't be a proper Australian health services researcher if I didn't point out we definitely have a major issue with Indigenous health and also different socioeconomic inequities as well.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, because one thing that I, you know, when I have had friends who work abroad, particularly in the States, you know, where there's not access to free healthcare, you know, your employer has to provide your healthcare or your health insurance. But there is actually a really big lag for our First Nations and Indigenous populations here. Are there, just, this is totally off script, sorry, Jay, I've gone off your questions. In your research, I wonder, have you seen any countries that are treating their Indigenous or First Nations populations well?
Well, there's certainly countries that seem to be doing it better than us. So Canada and New Zealand being two. But even those countries that are doing better than us still have really significant challenges in that space. So I think it's something that, you know, the whole or much of the world that has Indigenous populations is certainly working towards and prioritising. But it's going to take further effort and further, you know, dedication, not just from our politicians, but our entire society, really, to be willing to support greater investment and greater Indigenous engagement in the decision-making about how we can make the health service and the health system work better for that population.
Yeah. Oh, Associate Professor Reece Hinchcliffe, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really fascinating story.
No worries. Anytime. And enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.